Our guest today, boy, I look forward to speaking with him, and that is Mariano Rivera of the New York Yankees. And you have such a nice record in postseason play, and you see on the mound the ice water in your veins. What's going through your mind in the postseason?
Well, I mean, first of all, thank you for this opportunity, and well, what goes through my mind is nothing but get out. You know what I mean? It's a special time in postseason itself, you know, says everything. It means everything. And you only have a few opportunities to be there, maybe one. Sometimes maybe you don't have any. But, I mean, it's just something that just happens. You know what I mean? When time comes, you just go there and do it.
Boy, nice to have Mariano Rivera with us. I've talked to a lot of relief pitchers over the years, and some of the great ones of all time. I always like to ask, what's the key to your success? Is it a special pitch, the cutter? Is it command? Is it coming in at the right moment? What is it?
Well, first of all, I mean, I attribute everything to the Lord, to God, first of all. And then, you know, I mean, you have to have combination on pitching, I mean, in good pitch, you know. Location and being aggressive, you know what I mean, aggressive but smart, you know. And when you pitch like that, you being aggressive, you trust yourself, trust God, you trust yourself, and you trust what you do. I mean, you go far, and that's what I do. You know, I don't worry about what happened tomorrow, what happened yesterday. You know, I worry about the present. What happened in the present is tomorrow will be another day.
Interesting pitch that you have, and I've talked to Trevor Hoffman with the changeup and other pitchers. You know, there's the knuckleball. I've talked to Charlie Huff over the years. Yours is the cutter. How did you learn to throw that?
Well, I mean, it just happens. You know, I call it the blessed pitch because, I mean, one day I was throwing and the ball was moving, and I didn't want the ball to move. And all of a sudden, I keep throwing until one day I put it in the game. I started using it in the game. The world was moving like crazy. And that was the start.
Tell me about growing up for you as a kid in baseball. What was it like where you grew up? And did you always play baseball or other sports?
Yeah, I always played baseball. But my main sport was soccer. You know what I mean? In Panama, we play a lot of soccer, basketball, baseball. Baseball was number one at the time. And I played a lot of baseball. I remember playing a lot of baseball with my cousins and friends, and soccer also. But, you know, by the age of 18, I more went towards baseball and leave soccer alone. And, you know, the rest is history. I'm here after 17 years in professional ball.
You know, as a soccer player, were you a goalie, a striker? Where did you play?
Forward. I was a forward, yeah. I mean, I love the game, but it's a lot of injuries in that game. And I didn't want to continue playing the game because I was injured a lot. So I gave a shot to baseball, and, you know, it worked.
You know, I had Olmedo Saenz on, and it was a lot of fun talking to him about growing up in Panama. And he played Little League, and his parents sewed his own uniform for him in Little League. Did you play Little League and things like that?
Yeah, I played Little League. I played all the leagues, and I was thankful. I was thankful for that because it was a pleasure moment for me, a special moment, and I will never change those moments for anything. So I did play Little League, but I was involved, like I said, I was involved in soccer a lot. So I always was playing this and running to play the other game. And, you know, that was my young life.
Were you always a pitcher as a kid?
No, I never pitched. Actually, I pitched a little bit, but I didn't want to be in the bench. So I learned how to play outfield, infield, and even catch. Yeah, but pitch. I mean, I did pitch, but everybody did pitch. Everybody pitched. Little leagues, everybody pitched. So I learned to play all positions. And, you know, I have a lot of fun until I start pitching. Then I took it seriously, and it was fun.
You know, a lot of people say you're the best relief pitcher of all time, and I tend to agree with them for everything you've accomplished in the game. But years ago, a pitcher was a starter. Then when he couldn't start anymore, they'd put him in the bullpen. Now, were you always a reliever when you got in pro ball, or did you start? And if you did, how did you become a reliever?
I was a reliever at the beginning, and then they moved me to the star rotation. And then when I came up as a starter in the big leagues, yeah. And then they moved me back to the bullpen, and I was like that back and forth too. They live in the bullpen, and I think it was the best decision to do.
Do you have a favorite season for you? And of course, you won so many world titles, and one year may be better than the other, and you say, boy, that's a season that my family and I are proud of.
Well, I mean, I'm proud of all the seasons, good ones or difficult ones. You know, I don't call them bad ones, because even when you lose, I mean, you learn something. So I call them difficult ones. But no, I think the one that I stick out more than the rest, it was 96. You know, it was special because it was my first full year in the big leagues, and we won the World Series that year also. And I did a lot of pitching that year as a settlement, and to me, that's one to stick more than the others.
Yeah, set up for John Wetland that year.
Yeah, I set up on John Wetland. I was, like I said, I was a young boy. I don't even know what I was doing. You know, I was trying to help the teams as much as I can. I said, almost as a rookie, I could say that, you know. But I was just happy to be in the big leagues and be able to contribute and to have the season that we have. It was a special time.
Yeah, for a young man to do it is a special time. Mariano Rivera with us. Nice to have him on the show here. Are you a different pitcher today than you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Do you throw differently?
Well, I don't throw differently. I mean, I'm more mature. You know, I mean, I learned how to pitch. And, you try to throw less pitches than before. Before, you were more aggressive, more power. You know, now you play more smart game, and that's what I'm doing different. The rest is the same.
Interesting. New York fans playing in New York, a lot of people have trouble doing it. You've never had trouble doing it. The fans love you in New York. How come?
I love it. I think that if you play in New York and you give everything that you got, I think they appreciate that. I mean, there's more fans. They know what it is. You know, I mean, the real fans, they know. What do you do there? You know, you have so many people in New York that somebody came from somewhere else and start booing the player when the player's doing wrong. But I tell you what, I have a lot of good memories in New York, and I love it. I mean, I live there, and I can trade it for nothing else. I mean, playing in New York has teaching me a lot of things, you know, a lot of good things, and just being successful. I mean, it's playing in New York to me is like playing in at home. You know, it's nothing better than that. Nothing better than that. You know, pitching, I mean, the community, the city, everything is first class.
Yeah, when you make it in New York, it's pretty good. Mariano Rivera with us. Maybe one last thought for you. It's the eighth inning. The game is one or two runs. You know you're coming in. What goes through your mind in the eighth inning? How do you get ready mentally?
Well, simple as that is this. I mean, mental, I'm ready in the seventh inning. You know, I'm ready. And once I know that I'm going to the game, the only thing that goes through my mind is get 3 outs as quick as possible. And that's it. You know, I don't try to make it harder. I'm trying to try to go around the hitters. You know, I just gonna go against you, and if I can get you out in one pitch, I will try to do that.
Nice to have you on the show. This is interesting to find out philosophy of baseball. Every reliever is different, and yours is aggressive. Go right at him, and I'm gonna get you out in one pitch. I like that.
I like it. I love it. I love it too. It's good. When I say good pitch, one pitch is because, I mean, sometimes you throw one pitch and the hitter is so aggressive, then they you know, ground ball or fly out. You know, it's good. For a reliever, that's the best.
Hey, did you have a hero growing up in baseball? I know Rod Carew was from Panama, but anyone in Panama that you looked up to as a baseball player?
Not really. Like I said before, you know, I wasn't really involved in baseball. I was more like soccer sport. And to me was Pelé. You know, Pelé was a big thing in soccer, you know, from Brazil. And I always been a fan of Brazil, so it's a wonderful thing.
Mariano, thanks so much for the time. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.